Welcome to the Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Clauser of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Clauser, welcome to this report to your constituents. The House spent last week working on a state budget plan. I know we have a framework in place for spending, but I understand that there's more that needs to be done. What's going on here?
Well, there was strong bipartisan support last week to send the governor a $32 billion spending plan that really makes key investments throughout Pennsylvania by supporting additional funding for schools, by funding our pension obligations, by properly funding programs for people with intellectual disabilities. It's a reasonable, responsible plan that funds the core functions of government. But there's still work to be done. There's legislation that goes along with the budget, such as what's called a fiscal code that directs where the funding in the budget goes to. There's also a revenue package that's needed to fund all the components in the budget, and that's what's being negotiated right now. It's important that we come up with a comprehensive proposal. On the table right now are borrowing proposals, additional gambling proposals, and a liquor proposal. So a lot's being negotiated right now, all with the hope of coming up with a final package of bills to implement the budget very soon.
There's also been some new legislation before the House that will make some changes to the child endangerment laws in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Well, this is Act 12 of 2017 that was recently signed into law by the governor, which deals with enhancing criminal penalties for individuals who endanger children in their care. And what the law would do specifically is parents or guardians who are tasked with the care of a child will face harsher penalties in cases of child endangerment if the child is under the age of six, if the endangerment results in serious injury or death, or if the endangerment is part of a continuing course of conduct. Currently, a person who endangers the welfare of a child under the age of 18 can be charged with a first-degree misdemeanor, and if the conduct is part of a continuing course of conduct, the offense is graded as a third-degree felony. So this will enhance those penalties and really hold caretakers accountable.
You also have some local events upcoming. To provide information for senior citizens, what are some of the details folks need to know about this?
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting a series of senior citizen expos again this year. I'll be hosting the first one on Friday, August 4th, at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. The second will be held in Kane on September 15th at the Kane Community Center, and then the third in Rowlett on October 13th at the Rowlett Fire Hall. All of these events are on Fridays. They're all from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., It's a great opportunity for senior citizens and their family members and their caregivers to come out to gather a wealth of information about health care, insurance, nutrition, fire safety, financial planning, fraud protection, a whole host of government services at the federal, state, and county level. And in addition, health screenings will be offered. And as always, admission is free and lunch will be provided for all attendees. So much information to be gathered from these events. And if you require additional information, you can go to my website at repcauser.com or call one of my district offices.
There's also an important date coming up in the near future that deer hunters need to be aware of. What's going on here?
Well, this is a reminder that Monday, July 10th, is the first day you can apply for an antlerless deer license. Doe tags become available to Pennsylvania residents that day. Non-residents are able to apply the following week, Monday, July 17th, and then any unsold licenses will be available on Monday, August 7th. So that's an important reminder, and you can apply by sending your application to the county treasurer's office.
And there's another program that seniors need to be aware of that will help folks out with rent and property tax rebates. What are some of the details you need to know?
Well, this is a very popular program that's very helpful for senior citizens, and it's the Property Tax Rent Rebate Program. The application deadline was recently extended until the end of the year. Many, many seniors throughout our district and throughout the state have applied for the program, and recently state government started sending out checks. But there's still time to apply for this program. It's the rent or property tax rebate based on property taxes that were paid in 2016. My office has the applications. There's no need to pay anyone to complete an application. Please contact my office, or you can download an application at repcauser.com.
Representative Clauser, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Clauser.